bird. Most folks say keep your eye on the bird and swing through it until you get ahead of it.
Yeah.
That's when you pull a trigger.
I used to go to South Dakota pheasant hunting. I got a big kick out of that. That's something, shooting those pheasants. Boy, those things are swift.
Aren't they? Tough to hit, too, I bet.
Yeah.
How do they fly?
Oh, they just...
They take off, don't they?
Yeah. They sometimes you'd be walking out of cornfield or something else, or one will get up pretty near it under your feet. Oh, just the awful noise they make when they're getting up. And I've had them get up right practically under my feet and make such a noise and doing this way of getting out. And I guess I wouldn't let them get far enough away or something. I've missed a lot of shots too when they get up right under your feet, like. When I was a boy, though, we had lots of quails, and didn't have very many shells or nothing to buy shells with them much, but anyway, I wouldn't shoot at just one quail. I'd pot shot the whole cover. We had a lot of these little old shoemake patches, and they'd run into those shoemake bunches and just run up in a huddle, you know. I'd kill 12 and 13 several different times for one shot in the cover that way. And one time I had a little old dog that was part bird dog and part shepherd, a little red fuzzy dog. He was a good bird dog. He would run up pretty close to those birds, trail them up and find where they was at. He'd point them and I'd slip up about a good gun shot to where the load would scatter good. I could see where those quails would shoot into them.
You said you used to hunt squirrels?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of them y'all have here?
Oh, gray squirrels and fox squirrels. Man, there used to be worlds of them down there. In the, well, all the woods was just full of them, little things.
You got that little old kind of thing that runs around? Can't climb trees? Chipmunk?
No, we never did have any of those kind of things at all. Ground squirrels, as they call them, or them chipmunks, or any of that stuff. There never was any of those around here.
Okay.
We had in the woods a lot of wildcats, bobcats, and coons. And I used to kill a lot of coons headlighting them. If you could get 50 cents for coon hide, well, we's making money at that. But I never did get my brothers to go with me, even on nights. I'd go out hunting of a night with, I had two dogs. That's before they ever got before they had those carbide headlights, you know.